I surrender. no look at mine.
Get your hands everywhere. Let's make it quiet. Worship him in this moment. Ooh, 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 ooh. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. He's the owner of the universe. He desires to be worshipped like that. Lift up your hand. Talaba fi owe. Talo leba odoba. Talaba fi owe. Talo leba odoba.
Alaba fiawe, talole baba.
Lift up your two hands. It's your hands up. The presence of the Lord is everywhere here. Those hands high. Maintain the quietness if you can. Whisper that name, Jesus. Something is changing. Transformation is happening. Deliverance is happening. Liberty is happening. Freedom is happening. Receive now. Take your seat if you can. Just be gently on the instrument. Shut it.
Almighty God, we honor you. Adonai, we worship you.
John chapter 14. You are worthy of our praise. Mashabalaya. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of a praise, oh Lord. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. By divine direction, speaking on the subject, the ministry of the Spirit, part 2. And our key objective is to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. by divine direction, this month, we shall be looking at supernatural shift by the Spirit.
You created heavens and the earth. You are the Lord.
Now, Yagadagalaya.
You made the way in the sea. You are the Lord. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. We worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. We worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. We worship you, Most High. You are the Lord.
Shift by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is responsible for supernatural shifts in all realms of life. In the first service, I gave three examples. I'll give in this service three examples of shift by the Holy Spirit. Number one, Samson. He carried out superhuman feats by the agency and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Samson carried out superhuman feats by the agency and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Samson carried out what normal human beings can't carry out. Judges chapter 14, verse 5 to 6. If you watched the service yesterday, that was our text. Samson, empowered by the Holy Spirit, killed a lion like you would tear a baby goat. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him as the lion roared against him. And he rent that lion as you would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother. That is supernatural shift by the Spirit. Without that coming upon of the Spirit, everything would have remained normal. But he shifted power, he shifted the might by the Spirit of God. Number two, Isaiah prophetically spoke about the Spirit of God and the impact on those he comes on. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3, that is when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you change level. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. That is by the agency of the Spirit. Example number three, the disciples in the upper room shifted when the Holy Ghost descended. They shifted levels. They were in fear. They were in timidity before that time. Locked up in one room, wondering what the future held. Until that day, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2,
and from verse 1. He said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. It sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Go ahead. Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, and out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, not just at home, abroad, the multitude came together. This was noised abroad. Level shifted and changed. Spiritually and every otherwise. Because the Holy Spirit arrived. Somebody here today, the battles you have had spiritually, battles you have had physically, seasons of insecurity, obscurity, vulnerability is about to break by the ministry of the Holy Ghost. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout amen like a believer. Who is the Holy Spirit? 2 Corinthians, we read 1 John 5, 7 in first service. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Who is the Holy Spirit? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Be with you all. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, communion of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the third personality of divinity. The third personality. We read in 1 John earlier on, in verse 5, chapter 5 and in verse 7, he said there are three that bear witness in heaven. Bear record in the heaven. And that is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Is the third personality of divinity. At creation, we saw the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. But at the baptism of Jesus, we also saw the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. In fact, not just the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, but the manifestation of divinity, three in one together. Look at that in Luke chapter 3 and in verse 21. Luke chapter 3 and in verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well. Please, somebody shout hallelujah. Are you seeing the excitement of this scenario? The Son of God was inside the water, coming out of the water. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, came upon him. The Father spoke. Here is the Son, here is the Holy Ghost, and here is the Father, all together operating at the same place at the same time. Powerful. We said earlier on that there had been three dispensations. The dispensation of the Father, the dispensation of the Son, the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. The Father operated from creation when he came and made man and then moved with Abraham and called him out of his father's house, appeared to Moses in the burning bush and spoke through Isaiah and Jeremiah and moved through all these people. Then he prophetically spoke through this prophet that the Son of God was going to be born by a virgin. And then that continued until the Son of God was born by the Virgin Mary. And that commenced the beginning of the dispensation of the Son of God. And he continued until his death, crucifixion, burial, resurrection, ascension to heaven. And he promised ahead of time, just like the Father promised that the Son was going to be born. The Son promised that the Holy Ghost was going to come to stay in his room. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost arrive and introduce himself with fire, introduce himself with lightning, introduce himself more like thundering, and arrived on the earth to commence his own assignment on the earth till Jesus comes. Brothers and sisters, we are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. We are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, and it is important for you to know the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be charged with the Holy Spirit, to be loaded with the Holy Spirit. If you believe that is necessary, shout the loudest, amen.
How can three be one? Oh yes, I said in the last service that the divinity operates like the sun, the ball of the sun you see is like the Father. The light of the sun is like the sun, S-O-N, the Son of God. The heat of the sun is like the Holy Spirit. The form, the light, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. The Holy Spirit is fire. I baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So you have the form, you have the light, and you have the heat. And I talked about man. Man is three in one. You are body, soul, and spirit. Any further illustration? Yes. If you go to the sea water, the ocean water, especially in winter, you will have the solid water, the ice block. You will have the liquid. And at the same vicinity, you have the water vapor. Water. Three in one. All is water. But three forms. Three shapes. Three dimensions. The block of the water. The liquid of the water. And the vapor of the water. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? The block is like the Father. Let's say. The liquid is like the Son. Let's say. The vapor is like the Spirit. Let's say that is in that context. One of my most exciting examples is the coconut. You have the hard cover at the back. That is like the Father. You have the chewable white inside it. That's like the Son. You say, I'm the bread of life. You have the water inside the coconut. That's like the Holy Spirit in this context. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. This is speak of the Holy. This is speak of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. The coconut is three in one. God is three in one. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, perfectly united, never divided, no confusion, perfectly coordinated. How do they function? The Father determines. The Son declares. The Spirit delivers. The Father said, this is what we shall do. He's the one who, that's why the Son said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, because I do not my own will, but the will of the Father. So the Father determines. The Son declares it. He said, I am the Word. And the Holy Ghost delivers and says, here is it. I believe that something is about to be delivered into someone's life, into someone's destiny, into someone's hand today. If you are the one, that amen will be loud. If you are the one, you will stand up on your feet with a shout of victory. Say after me, the Father has determined what my life must become. The Father has determined the destiny of our nation. The Father has determined his purpose in our generation. The Son has declared it, and the Holy Ghost shall deliver it. No devil can stop it. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. We are at such a time
where we need to walk with the Holy Spirit like never before. What is the ministry of the Spirit? It's the same thing I mentioned in the last service, but I'm going to recount it now. John chapter 16, verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7, all the way to verse 8. John 16, verse 7. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now we can stop there. The emphasis there is the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter. And the word Comforter is from the Greek word Parakletos. Parakletos. And it has seven meanings. I am going to enumerate them very, very fast so that you can understand what the Holy Spirit is there to do in your life. Number one, of course, is the word that was translated first, Comforter. It means Comforter. The one that can stabilize your heart. The one that can make you emotionally stable. The one that can make you hold your peace and hold your calm. When the whole of the world is trying to pieces and scatter, you are calm, you are cool, you are collected. Number two is your Counselor. He's the one that shows you that that friend is not a good friend for you. He's the one that shows you that that girl is not the person you are meant to marry, or that man is not the one you are meant to marry, or this is how to carry your business out. He is the Counselor, your advisor, your advisor. That's number two. Number three, he is the standby. The one who, that's why he talked about the communion of the Holy Spirit. The one that is to, whose presence you need to feel. When your mother, your father reject you, he picks you up. He stands by you. A friend that's ticket closer than a brother, he stands by. He's just nearby. He's just close by you. When we are saying, you are always there to help. You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there, you are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are. Oh, you are all to help. You are all to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you. Even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in you that you are. When he said, lo, I am with you, even to the uttermost part of the earth, that is the Holy Spirit's assignment. The Father is on the throne. The Son is at the right hand of the Father. If you need God personally to go with you, is the Spirit of God who is on the earth now. He's the one you feel. He is the one who moves with you. He is the one. Jesus didn't come from the throne to follow you, and not the Father. Am I communicating at all? He is the one with you. When you say, Lord, go with me to this interview, that's the Holy Spirit that went with you for the interview. Am I speaking to somebody? Because he didn't leave the throne to follow you. It's manifesting omniabundantly. Through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. Omni everywhere. Omni, mini, mini. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Very, very standby. Now, this is very, very important. Because we live in a world of betrayers and conspiracies and disloyalty and unfaithfulness. And you need the Holy Spirit. You need to feel him and know he is there. He is your standby number four. He is your strengthener. The one that imparts energy. The one that imparts resilience. The one that causes you to keep going. When it doesn't look like you can keep going anymore. You know, a time comes when soldiers run endurance race. And you are tired, but you have to keep moving. The time comes when you don't even know what is moving you anymore. Maybe rugged willpower. Maybe the fear of negative consequences. That's what happened to us with the Holy Ghost. Where people are surprised why you are still moving. Why they are confused, why others ran mad when the devil came against them like that, but you ran sad, ran glad. It is the joy that passes understanding, the strength that beats human strength. The forces of hell are shocked that they have tried everything to do to stop you. You are unstoppable, irresistible, unharassable, unintimidatable, indefatigable. Strengthener. Is anybody ready for fresh strength here today? Get ready, because you're about to acquire fresh strength and go and finish some devils. Take your seat. Number five. This was strengthener. Number five is advocate. It pleads your case with the Father. There are times you are praying in the Spirit and it's actually pleading with the Father on your behalf. Lord, help this young man. Help him. He's so unfaithful. You blessed him, he forgot you. He's not dependable. He's not reliable. Help him. Help. You are praying in the Spirit, but he's advocating for you. He's advocating for you. He's pleading on your behalf. Give him another chance. Number six is intercessor. This is where you don't know where something is wrong with your mother, your father, your brothers. And he's praying for you. He's praying for you. Lord, I'm about to travel by road to River State. Help me in the journey. And while you are doing that, the Holy Ghost is saying, yes, Lord, I can see that some demon agents around so and so area are trying to cause some problem. Scatter them before we arrive. Please dispatch angels. You are doing rakapakataka shakataka laka prakata. And right there, you are scattering some things in front of you. Intercessor. Number seven, teacher. No one teaches like the Spirit of God. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, make my life whole again. Make my life whole again. Spirit move, Spirit move, all over me, all over me. Again,
over me, over me,
and all over this place. The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place, as the prophets said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
All the water covered the sea.
How do I flow with the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Absolute surrender. Absolute surrender. Absolute surrender. Absolute surrender.
May my heart become your throne, dear Lord. May you find your rest in me. May nothing contend for me with you. May you be the Lord of all.
May my heart become your throne.
May my heart become your throne.
May nothing contend for me with you.
May nothing contend for me with you. May you be the Lord of
all. All of you and none of me. All of you and none of me. It's what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decrease, may I decrease as you may. And none of me is what my heart cries for, Lord. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decrease that you may increase.
May I decrease that you may increase.
May you be the Lord of all. Absolute surrender. Absolute surrender. Just your will. Number two, willingness to be guided by God. As many as are led, Romans 8:14, they are the sons of God. The Holy Ghost, once you are ready for him to lead you, you are ready to see his ministry. And finally, fervency in prayer. Fervency in prayer. Fervency in prayer. Fervency in prayer. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. The maintenance of a high spiritual temperature is very, very relevant. For the move of the Spirit, the maintenance of a high spiritual temperature, a life of prayer. 2 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. 1 Corinthians 14:18, I pray in tongues more than you all. That prayer life positions you to see the move of the Spirit. You don't fear for a man who can pray in the Holy Ghost. You don't fear for him. You don't fear for his future. Because if you know how to talk in tongues, the Holy Spirit can assist you to walk in sense. You talk in the language you don't understand, he will work out things you can understand. Anybody ready here to fan some flames like we said in the last service? Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let us worship him. Let us honor him. All of you and none of me. It's what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decrease that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's begin to pray. Appreciate him for what you have received this moment. Appreciate him for what you have received this moment. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We thank you because you are faithful. Megalaya dayada hashada. Leprana sana mayalaya. Repa kanaba shana galaya taranana. Lift your voice and worship him. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. Lift your voice and magnify him. Lift your voice and glorify him. Lift your voice and worship him. Mesha kalamana gagayalalahashta. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Honor him, adore him, magnify him, glorify him. We praise him, we honor him. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today
to appreciate you.
To appreciate you.
To honor you.
To honor you.
Because you are God.
Because you are God.
I thank you.
I thank you
for the privilege.
For the privilege
of your word.
Of your word.
I am asking today.
I am asking today
for a fresh baptism.
For a fresh baptism
of your fire.
Of your fire.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take your place.
Take your place
in my life.
In my life.
Afresh.
Afresh.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Afresh.
Afresh.
Move me.
Move me.
Afresh.
Afresh.
Do your work.
Do your work
in my life.
In my life.
Afresh.
Afresh.
Open your mouth and pray right now. Everybody pray. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands one more time. I'd like you to pray with aggressivity like you have never done before. The Lord showed me that there will be personal revival that will happen here this morning. And then that's prayer life revival, worship word revival. He also showed me life transformation. You are battling with a lifestyle, battling with a habit, battling with something. You want a yoke broken in your life. I see it broken by the power of and the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. He also showed that shame the enemy tried to organize for you, the vulnerability, the nakedness, and the vulnerability that the enemy has tried to position you, your family, your loved ones. Today, that shame, that garment of reproach shall be set on fire. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
and every satanic documentation against your life, satanic agenda, satanic weapon fashioned against you, weapon of destruction, weapon of slander, weapon of blackmail, whatever it is, today by the fire of the Holy Ghost, it is destroyed absolutely. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And by this fire, our nation shall be free. Our nation shall see liberty. Our nation shall see the help of God. Lift up your hands. Now, while this prayer is going on, if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, when I say begin to pray, you open your mouth. And as you open your mouth, the Spirit of God will flow through your mouth. If you are here today and you have not yet given your life to Christ, you want to be forgiven of your sins, you want Jesus to be Lord of your life, or you want to dedicate or rededicate your life to Jesus, you can pick your Bibles and bags while the prayer is on and come forward quickly. You don't need to be the last person to come out, to be the first. Your bags, your Bibles, you are battling with smoking, drinking, womanizing, or whatever lifestyle it is, you come forward quickly and we are going to pray for you. And or you want to renew your relationship with God, or give your life to Christ for the first time, or you are not sure you are born again, you want to be genuinely born again, you want to be genuinely born again, you want to be genuinely born again, also carry your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. Now everyone, while they are doing so, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
fresh fire,
fresh fire,
Holy Ghost,
welcome.
Welcome.
I welcome you
into my life.
I welcome your ministry
into my life.
Take your place.
Fulfill your role.
Perform your assignment
in my life.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
Shall it be? Lift up your two hands everywhere you are now. I am trusting that the Lord will lay his hands upon you right now. That person that is in need of comfort, challenges in your life, and you look like you are all alone in the world, in need of advice, counsel, you are in need to feel the physical presence of God around you, in need of strength.
Onye gechumi jali echi kepo. Onye gechumi jali. Onye gechumi jali echi kepo. Jesus gechumi jali.
Both Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be your advocate. to speak to your father on your behalf.
When you need someone to put a word for you,
today the Holy Ghost will put that word.
He is your intercessor. He will dismantle battles before you arrive there. He is your teacher. He is going to show you things you never saw before.
The other day, I was looking at the scripture. He said that in Acts chapter 13, verse 1, he said that there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which has been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. I have been passing through this scripture and going for as long as I've been reading the Bible until it stopped me there. He said Manaen was brought up with Herod. One translation says it's his foster brother. They grew in the same house. Manaen is a prophet stroke teacher. Herod is a killer. The same house. Herod took off the head of John the Baptist. Herod took off the head of James. Herod was about to kill Peter before prayer was prayed for Herod. Before prayer was prayed for Peter. Herod took the glory of God, beat his chest and said he is God, until God killed him with an angel in Acts chapter 12 verse 24. An angel smote him and he died. And then the next chapter, 3 verses later, God is talking about his brother who grew with him as a prophet and teacher. The black man, Lucius from Cyrene, Manaen, the foster brother of King Herod. The same Herod. I didn't see it. He only showed me. Right? That it is not compulsory that environment can determine destiny. Two people can come from the same place. One is a killer. One is a prophet. This is not the day to preach on that message. I'll talk on it another day. He is teacher. Perform this ministry in my life today. I make demands on your help. I make demands on your help. Perform your ministry. This sevenfold ministry. Perform it in my life today. Are you ready? Lift up your two hands. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, by the time I mention 7, you place your hand on your head and scream, fire. That is what the Holy Ghost is known for. And then begin to blast in tongues if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. At the count of 7, let the ministry of the Holy Ghost, the comfort you need, the counsel you need, the guidance you need, whatever you need, let it be released upon you today. At the count of 7, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Open your mouth, pray. Ma-ya-ya-ya. Ma-shatala. Open your mouth, pray. 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 Ma-shana galayadala. Le-ba-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Le-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand. Lay your hands on me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand. Lay your hands on me. Ooh. I declare physical bodily healing. The spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens your mortal body. Lift up your two and say, Father, by your power, deliver Nigeria. By your power, from the agenda of killers, of kidnappers, of terrorists, of jihadists, deliver Nigeria. Oh Lord, by your power, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest shall look for you from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. What is yours, no devil shall hold back. No devil shall keep back. No devil shall withhold. What is yours shall look for you. What is yours shall locate you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Those in the front, remain 1 minute. And then I'll say one more thing before we are released shortly. Go ahead and pick up your offerings and tithes and pledges. And let's honor God.
Just because of you, believe that I am.
You have your offerings lifted up. Father, multiply the harvest back to every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to bear. In the name of Jesus, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, I prophesy, I declare, I decree, what is yours shall look for you. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Go ahead and honor God with yourself. Take your seat. Ushers, avert all movements. Service is not closed yet. Service is not closed yet, please. Especially on that entrance there. That praise and power entrance there. Ensure that no movement.
The least I can do.
Lift your hands.
Of you, the least I can do is to praise the Lord.
Somebody say amen. 2 weeks ago, I made an information known to us about our broadcast work, Dunamis Television, that is currently functioning in. All right, those of you in the front here, can the counselors, you have Can you go ahead with them? Go ahead and let them take their seats. We just heard testimony of someone during the lockdown. Got connected with Dunamis TV, and that impacted her life. We just received a testimony all the way from Lebanon. The person was watching Dunamis TV right now, and said we should join her to thank God. Her name is Precious. Church, help me to thank God. I'm a lady that was involved in the explosion in Lebanon. God saved my life. It happened in front of my working place. And just sent that. Somebody's in this service this morning. I saw her missed call that looked like a missed call around 1 a.m. And I thought it was a missed call. So I called the person, someone I had known for almost 20-something years when we came to Abuja newly to start church. And she bought Star Times decoder. And she didn't know why she bought them. And she bought it and was just going through this channel and came on Dunamis Television. She said she has been watching it since 10 p.m. And she's going to continue watching. In fact, she may not be able to come for the first service because she wants to watch it till morning. She said, I am hearing things and I'm wondering, where have I been? What have I been doing? She's screaming, right? Is she the one screaming right there? Chicken, and she was rescued from there. That is the impact of broadcast, the impact of television. She never knew what was going on. She says she never knew why she bought the decoder. And we have had stories. Let me read two for you. We have had stories from around the world of people that have experienced. Can I have the second? While we're saying that, someone else said, thank you. A woman texted and said, supernatural shift, daddy and mommy, we've been trusting God for strong dish because of Dunamis TV, but for years, it wasn't forthcoming. One day, during the lockdown, I was searching channels on our Star Times and suddenly, I saw Dunamis TV. Oh! I went down on my knees immediately and thanked the Lord for answered prayers and also called my husband, who together we rejoice and thank the Lord. Thank you, Daddy, for bringing Dunamis TV to our home through the Star Times Network. We love you and Mommy, Mrs. Frank. This was the testimony of Mrs. Frank. Now, this guy sent me a message about 2 nights ago. He said he was watching Maisie Arachi, was watching a musical channel on Star Times when I mistakenly pressed the search button. Many people will mistakenly press the button soon. I mistakenly pressed the search button on my remote. Your channel appeared. Oh, goodness. Your voice is heaven itself. I am still glued. He said, I am your latest convert. I said, really? God be praised. What were you glued to? The music or the message or the music? He said, the message is subtle. It is sinking into me like something I had yearned for all my life. The music is like a beautiful boat that is currently ferrying the message into my heart. Looks like a poet. It's on my TV now, and I am watching it now. Oh, goodness. Then I said, incredible. What particular message or music is on right now? And are you in Nigeria? He wrote, he said, the importance of prayer. That's the message. Prayer is one of the greatest privileges given to man by God. I am following keenly. I am in Anambra, Nigeria. These are the kind of stories coming from everywhere. And God is showing us it's going to escalate yet. We are on strong network. We are on Star Times. We are on Sky in Europe. Star Times on the channels listed is strong. Sky in Europe channel 597. We are on Galaxy 19 in America. We are on Apple. We are on Fire TV. We are on Roku TV. All in America. All these things cost millions per month. And then good news for you. Soon to be on DSTV and also to be on Go TV. DSTV and Go TV. Hallelujah. Very, very soon that will happen. And all this is happening. Millions paid. Kenneth Copeland on our channel. Bill Winston, Papo Yedeko, Baba Adeboye, 700 Club. All the things you see there. There is not one naira collected from nobody. It is done as a seed. And we are paying raw. And now, opportunities are about to be given to people. To say, oh look, I want to be part of this mega outreach that is blanketing and touching lives. I want to be part of it. Monthly, I can give this. Quarterly, I can give that. Whatever. A form is going to be given to you where you can be part of it. Separate from tithes, offering, and giving. This is your broadcast seed and giving. And you want to do that, you can lift up your hands. And then they'll give you the form. If there is time, you get it filled today. And then, and then those watching also on television. Those watching also on television. You can let us know how you can be a part of this, and God will bless your life. Go ahead and now you know I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. That 2 weeks ago I mentioned I talked about this, but I felt I didn't give the opportunity to make commitment. And this is an opportunity to make a raw commitment. And I believe that God will bless you in Jesus' name. The name It is in duplicate, so you can have a copy for yourself where you can remember your pledge. How many of you know that very soon one person will say, what is the bill for DSTV? I want to take it. Another person will say, what is the bill for Star Times for the whole year? I want to take it. Another person will say, what is the bill for Strongs? I want to take it. What are the American channel? What are the Sky in Europe? How many of you believe that is possible? The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. I believe that God is going to give us resources so that this gospel can blanket the earth. Say amen. How many of you know that those who are killing are being heavily sponsored? How many of you know it's not easy to be in battlefield for 1 week? Supply of ammunition, supply of food, supply of water, supply of resources and everything. And yet the terrorists have been there for years upon years upon years. Massive money is going to them to help them kill people. So money is massively needed to proscribe anything, good or bad. And it is coming our way. Somebody say amen. If you want to have the time between now and next week, you can. But if yours is ready, you can give it to the usher and let them collect it. It will be collected and our office will receive it. Mine is ready and I will give it to you now. Lift up your hands, everybody, and just appreciate the King of Kings. All right. Since you are busy, I'll drop it. I wanted to drop it right here, right into the basket. Praise the Lord. The whole of this month is fire on the mountain. The Spirit of the Lord will move like never before. Everybody who needs fresh Holy Ghost fire or baptism of the Holy Spirit tomorrow by 12 noon, you are welcome here. There will be a fire session, impartation session, where you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Wednesday, we are continuing with the subject of the Holy Spirit and diverse departments and dimensions of the Spirit. Sunday, we are here for impartation service. You come with materials you want God to touch for you. Invite friends, invite loved ones. Let's commence evangelism back. That's 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Commence evangelism back. Let's saturate the air to the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, like the waters covered the seas. Let's not assume that people are aware. Our sister was here in town for, known us for 20-something years, but doesn't really know what's going on here. Let the world, now how many of you know that the devil can make people to just be around without knowing what's going on? Just let the people know that something is happening here. The presence of God, the word of God, and the help of God is massive, is palpable, is tangible, and it will change their lives. And I believe that between now and the time you are coming with your friends and loved ones, your life shall change. Say aloud, amen. Perfect. Is somebody blessed at all? Will you stand on your feet with a loud shout of praise? A louder shout of praise. Lift up your two hands and give him the praise. Message you heard is available. It is titled The Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Audio, CD, and DVD, all available. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard. You can decide to hear it again. God bless you. Lift up your two hands. Appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Those who have not come out today, who are members of Dunamis Church, you haven't come out today. Those who haven't come out today, who are not members of Dunamis Church, today is your first time. You have not come out. Apart from those who came out for the altar call, you haven't come out at all. Today is your first time in church. Please step forward and let us receive you. If you have your payment, you can begin immediately. That is, you want to make your pay, your sowing for this we mentioned. Address it well. Broadcast seed. You can give it immediately and let God use it to give you multiple harvests in every area it is needed. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. First timers and newcomers, step forward and let us pray for you. Anybody blessed, shout the loudest, say amen. Why not lift up your hands and be released tonight, today, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say louder, amen. The Lord bless you. Say louder, amen. The Lord keep you. Say the loudest, amen. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Say the loudest, amen. I declare it is a new season. A new season. A new day. New health. New manifestation. New grace. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit be real in your life. And I want to encourage you, pray abundantly in the Spirit in this season. And let the prayer and the Spirit go with you. And so the Lord bless you and keep you. And cause his face to shine on you. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. The year 2020 is our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is that? It's drastic and dramatic and dimensional. What kind of shift is that? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. So shall it be. Go forth and return back with your testimonies. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.